So David Koch.
Of Le Coq Bro?
So he's one of the major donors to public radio.
Yeah, I read this story. This was what was this in?
It was in the New Yorker. Oh, apparently what they did was they decided to do somebody did a documentary that essentially just slammed the crap out of him personally.
Do you have a clip for this or?
No, I have no clip. I'm just going to explain
it. It's funny. I like it. Good story, yeah.
And one of the reasons that I'm telling this story, because this is another example of why our model for survival is better than, you know, this other version, because the PBS was torn about running the documentary on, especially he's on the board of WNET and he's a big supporter. He's given hundreds of millions of dollars to public radio and public TV.
I don't know if it's hundreds of millions, but it's a lot.
A hit piece on him on one of his companies that he's like on the board of.
Well, hold on. I understood that it was partially a hit piece on the building that he lives in, and it turns out that there's a whole bunch of other Democrat elites who live in the same building. Because, of course,
the true rich
people are Democrats.
Well, that proves that, that's for sure. But, yeah, it was 7040 Park Avenue, I believe. But anyway, there was a bunch of very nasty stuff about him being a douchebag, essentially.
Yeah.
And so he just pulls the plug. He said, fuck it, I quit this. I quit WNET. I'm not giving any more money, you know, if you're going to pull this crap. And so everybody goes on and on about, oh, this just proves that, you know, they've got great moral standards at these networks. And this is what the New Yorker essentially concluded, because they had a choice between one of their supporters, big time sponsor, and the hit piece. And so they chose the hit piece and got rid of him. He left.
Yeah.
I saw it completely differently. They have never done anything like this to their other big supporters. Bank of America, Chevron.
Archer Daniels Midland, Monsanto.
BNSF, the Burlington Northern, any of these guys, which are have a liberal bias. So they got the one guy who has a right-wing bias. They do a hit on him, get him out of there. And then they take all this. They feel so good about themselves, even though for all practical purposes, most of public television is we know this. It's anti-right. It's very pro. It's very liberal. Very corny. The whole thing.
It's corny.
And so this is not stepping up.
It's corny.
It's corny. Hey, come on. It's corny.
Hey, did.